A bill that would symbolically make 20 Alaska Native languages official state languages is headed to the House floor for a vote. The House State Affairs Committee today unanimously passed House Bill 216 from Sitka Democrat Jonathan Kreiss Tompkins less than a week after some Republicans on the panel raised concerns about the bill's potential ramifications. Tlingit Elder Selena Everson became emotional during today's public testimony.
Our language is our very being. It's our culture. We were brought up with such respect to each other, to the Tlingit people, the Haida people, the Tsimshian people, the Yupik, the whole state of Alaska, with all the different languages being spoken. It would be an honor to be recognized.
While English is the only official language of Alaska, the state Supreme Court in 2007 struck down part of a 1998 voter initiative, making it the only language in which government business can be conducted. Last week, Republican Representatives Doug Isaacson, Lynn Gaddis, and Wes Keller raised concerns that HB 216 would be misinterpreted by future legislatures or the courts. They worried that could lead to unintended consequences, such as ballots or legislation having to be printed in every official language. A new version of the bill adopted at today's hearing makes clear that the official designation for Alaska Native languages is only symbolic. But Lance Twitchell, a Native languages professor at the University of Alaska Southeast, said the bill means more than that to supporters.
This is more than symbolic. This is historic. History will not remember you for specialized license plates and parking ticket processes. History will remember you for this moment right here, what you say and do when we ask you to help us live, to find a brighter future for our languages, cultures, and people.
House Bill 216 must still be scheduled for a vote on the House floor. The bill has not been considered by the state Senate.